and welcome back to a new Arabian Rundown segment. I'm your host, Julia, and I'm here with
Sophia Bevan.
And we're going to be talking about the bad guy stories. So have you heard any of these, Sophia?
Yes, I've heard like different people doing like a similar thing where we're going to do the story and then see what our opinion is. I've seen some people do that, but definitely not the ones that you're about to share.
Okay, so the first one is, like, I'm going to, like, say the exact story that I looked up. So, this isn't about a friend wearing out his welcome. This Redditor's friend is trying to raise a 3-year-old daughter alone after his wife died, and he asked the Redditor to put them up for one night because he can't sleep at home surrounded by the memories of his wife. Aw.
Yeah.
The Redditor says, I tell him she can't stay, but he can't. She can stay, but he can't because he has to get over it eventually.
See, that is so messed up. Like, I can understand, like, wanting to push your friend to get ready, like, to get over it. But, like, I'm assuming this happened recently if all of a sudden it's like, hey, one night I just need this. So I can understand if it's a thing where he's been, like, it's been great. Having a lot of long things for a long time and staying there for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But obviously this is the first time he asked and it's, that's so
Why don't
awful.
You just be a good friend and let him sleep on your couch, man?
For a night.
For like, one night.
Oh my gosh.
One night.
Just give him a day. Like, I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. The next one is, she doesn't call me by my name. She calls me Slim. And I even heard her say one time, go ask toothpick to another person. And she has said stuff like that, like, you need some meat on your bones and you need to eat. I have only worked here for 8 days. I have asked her nicely to stop. So the next time she said, hey, Slim, I replied, hey, Chunky. And then she cried.
Oh my God.
This was, okay, context. This is like a guy. Well, I think these are two girls. They're like coworkers. And this one lady is like, hey, Slim, to the other. At one point, she just got mad. She's like, hey, Chunky.
Yeah. I'm assuming, okay, I think this is definitely not a nice thing to say, but, like, especially if it's, like, you've asked her to stop and you've only been working there. Like, they don't have, like, a friendship like that to be, like, making jokes. So it's, like, she shouldn't have been saying the word, like, the things to her in the first place. So I think it is kind of deserved that she got, like, a taste of her own medicine.
And, okay. She has been calling this other lady Slim and like, go ask toothpick and you need some meat on your bones for a while. And this is a one-time thing when this other lady called her Chunky.
Like, I don't think it's that big of, I think it's a hurtful thing to say, but, like, definitely, I think it's justified.
Yeah, I think she's, I think it also said that she'd ask her to stop multiple times and she never did.
Right.
Me personally, I get mad when people do that. When I ask you multiple times to stop, but
they keep
don't.
Going. Yeah. It's like one thing if you make a joke and they don't like it, and then you're like, oh, okay, I won't say it again. But it's another thing if it's like repeatedly not stopping.
Exactly.
So no, they're not the bad person.
So yeah, like you said, it's a little justified. It's not kind or anything, but yeah. I mean,
they kind of deserve it a little
bit. Yeah. Okay, the next one is, she doesn't, I just read that one. My bad. This person overheard a teen girl saying she was going to buy an expensive pair of boots on her dad's credit card. She decided this means the teen is a spoiled brat. I mean, I would think the same thing. Mm-hmm. So she followed the girl to the register and told the cashier that's not her card. Then the cashier wasn't allowed to sell the teen the boots. The teen cried, and this person took this as proof that the teen was spoiled. I don't think she was ever told no, said the person. And then the teen used her own card to buy the boots. So I guess the teen had, you know, enough money to buy the boots.
Okay. I think probably, like, that the kid is probably spoiled and is probably using their dad's credit card for, like, not justified reasons, especially if they have money. Mm-hmm. But honestly, I think the person who, like, has this story just needed to mind their own business.
Yeah, when I was first reading that, I was kind of like, yes, but I don't think it's your place to go up to the cashier and say, hey, like, that's not her card.
Yeah, this is like internal thoughts. Like, this is just what you think about, mm-hmm. like, to yourself, like, oh, she's spoiled, and then you move on. But, like, you don't go, like, I think it just being a little bit too, like, I don't know.
Maybe it was a little too far.
Too nosy.
Plus, isn't the cashier supposed to, like, you know, ask the customer who's actually going to buy them, like, and not fully on believe this, I'm assuming, adult, saying, mm-hmm. hey, that's not her card. I'm like, don't know each other, do you? Mm-hmm. How would you know that's not her card?
Especially, there can be context. Like, whenever I'm going to, sometimes a store or something, my mom's like, hey, I'll give you my card. Can you run in and grab me a few things? Like, there's definitely a lot of context leaving out. Like, maybe the dad was like, hey, this is, like, special thing. Go buy these boots mm-hmm. for yourself. You know, so there's a lot of context missing. So it could be a situation like that.
Yeah. So. For me, my parents, I have two other siblings. So we each have they like to call it a kid card. And we can only use it for certain things. Like, right now I can't drive, but when I drive, I'll probably only use that card for gas mm-hmm. money. But right now I usually only use it for, like, if I'm going to go to, like, Wendy's or I don't go to Taco Bell, but Taco Bell mm-hmm. For food after school if I have, like, a swim meet that night.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only reason why I use their money.
Yeah.
Okay, our last one is my wife. They gave their age, but not their names. Mm-hmm. So 31-year-old female, and my family, his in-laws, have a 5-day-long family vacation in July. It was at an Airbnb that everyone, his wife, her siblings, their spouses, and her parents all stayed in. I, 34 male, happened to have a work trip the same week as the vacation, but it was only 2 days long. So technically, I could have gone for the last few days of the vacation. Here's the thing about my wife's family. They're very rowdy.
Mm.
They yell to communicate, get drunk together often, have no respect for each other's privacy, and ask very invasive questions. There have been times when I've asked my wife so I can skip family reunions and birthday parties, but she gets really mad at me and says it would be super rude to avoid her family. So when I found out that my out-of-state work trip was the same week as the family vacation, I decided to fib my wife a little bit. I told my wife that my work trip was 4 days long and that it wouldn't make sense for me to travel to the Airbnb to stay for only 1 day. My wife agreed to this, so I went on the work trip and enjoyed a few days of peace and quiet at our house while my wife enjoyed the vacation with her family. A few weeks went by, and I was having some coworkers over for drinks. My wife came home from work early and started chatting with my coworkers. She told them about the wonderful vacation she had with her family a few weeks ago, and my coworkers asked me why I didn't join. I told them that the vacation was during our work trip. My coworkers then said our work trip was only 2 days long, so why didn't I catch up at the end of the family vacation? The look my wife's face was murderous.
Oh my God.
After my coworkers left, my wife started yelling at me, saying I was in major trouble. She called her parents and they sent me angry messages saying they couldn't believe I lied to my wife to avoid a vacation with them. That was a really long story, but that's kind of funny.
Oh my God. I don't even know what to say. That is funny.
Yeah, that is kind of funny reading it.
Yes, I think I can understand completely not wanting to go, but I don't think he should have. I think he probably should have been like, I don't know. I understand he's like says that his wife gets really mad at him. But honestly, if he said like, hey, my work trip is 2 days long, and instead of going to the Airbnb, I think I'm just going to want to stay home because like I'm not wanting to be with your family, which is OK. I feel like that's just something she needs to get over and needs to understand. And mm-hmm. she would probably have gotten mad at him for staying, but it would be a lot less mad about what she found out that he literally lied about it.
Okay. My thoughts are she wouldn't have let him ever, you know, stay home even when he doesn't enjoy being around her family. Not that not that he doesn't love her family, mm-hmm. but like they're just not his kind of people, right?
Yeah.
But the fact that he lied about not going, oh, man.
Like, it's hard to feel bad when you kind of set it up for yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you didn't have to do the whole lying to your wife thing. You could have just told her, you could have told her what you were going to do and not let her make any, like, I don't know, arguments to you about it. That's probably not very marital either, but, like,
you just stand your ground, like, hey, I have this work trip. I get back early, but I'm going to want to stay home. Like,
this is the one time. Just let me have one time.
Yeah, like, this probably would have started an argument or two, but yeah. It is a lot better than just lying.
I almost want to take his side because his coworkers just, like, were yeah, like, his, oh, hey, bro, his, it was 2 days long.
His coworkers threw him under the bus so quick.
They did.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like, where's the code, you know?
So I want to say he's kind of the bad guy, but not entirely. Like, I can understand why he did what he did, but mm-hmm. he shouldn't have done it.
The fact that he lied, that, like, is just...
Yeah.
That gets me. It's like the fact that you lied about what you were doing.
And you don't lie to your wife.
No, you don't lie. You don't lie to your spouse in general. That's not part of marriage coming from two unmarried people.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You don't do that.
No.
Okay, well, anyways, that's the end of this segment. We'll be back for another. Anyways, see you then.
Leave it to 917 WEEM to have the greatest social media in the state. Check us out on our Instagram, X, TikTok, Facebook, and YouTube for behind-the-scenes content, broadcast information, and more at 917 WEEM.
What are you waiting for? Follow us today.
Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Hudson Kistler, and I'm joined by
Sophia Bevan,
Brooklyn Schuyler.
So today we're going to be playing a little game. We're going to guess the price. So I've got a few items for us, and we'll guess the price.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right, so first item, cat.
See, what type of cat? I don't think, well, I'm when he says cat, I'm envisioning like the stereotypical tabby.
Okay.
Like an orange cat.
Like,
are there more than one cat?
Yes. Like, there's breeds and types. Oh. Some are very expensive.
Oh, okay.
So,
like, PetSmart cat or, like, breeder cat?
But here's the thing. Usually people, when they get cats, they kind of just are on the street and they scoop them up. So, I don't know if this is really a trick question where it's, like, they're actually free because most cats are this, or if it's actually a price.
No, I think it's an actual price.
You go to a store to buy a cat.
Okay, I'm going to say my cat, when I got him, I'm sure this price is inflated since then. He was $20, so I'm going to go with a nice...
I was going 20. $900.
$900? That's expensive.
Well, animals can be expensive.
Okay, $500. I know. I think I saw a really, like, rare cat at Uncle Bill's.
Okay, I'm going to say $30. $30.
So I think the answer is about $300-$400.
Okay. Oh, my gosh.
So... Brooklyn, you got that
one.
Yeah,
I'm taking that point.
It's expensive. Oh, my gosh. My cat was $20.
What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with him. He's perfect.
I got my dog from a shelter, and, like, she's cross-eyed and just kind of a mess. I don't think she knows how to think. But she was still, like, $500.
Yeah, my other dog, or not my other dog, my only dog, he's pricey, and he doesn't act like it.
Yeah.
He doesn't act his
words. It's the expensive dogs that just don't.
Yeah.
They don't make it in the smarts.
I don't remember how expensive my pets were. They just appeared one day.
Yeah.
My geckos were $250.
Oh, my goodness. Oh.
How many do you have?
Well, two of them were $250. One of them was $32. She was half off.
Half a little off. More than half off, I feel like.
Nope.
It's the other ones. But. All right, a year-long gym membership.
See, I'm kind of, if you can't tell, I've never been to the gym. I'm going to base this off of Netflix subscription prices, which is roughly $10 to $15 a month. So, in conclusion, I actually have no idea.
I'm thinking like $150.
Me as well. I'm thinking like $150 to $200 range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. That's pretty fair. It definitely ranges. It can go from like 200s to like 400. So I definitely say you guys are kind of on the money there.
400? Yeah. Who's spending $400 for a gym membership?
No idea.
Bodybuilders.
Well, they're probably like expensive private gyms. At that point, just get a private person.
Yeah, do you train? If you're paying that much, you can probably pay for a big, like, private gym in your house.
Yeah, literally.
Just well, expand.
I don't know. Some of those equipments cost like $1,000.
Yeah, that's
very
true.
Expensive. That is true. That's true. That's true.
All right. 65-inch OLED Samsung TV.
See, I'm going to say 1K.
Oh, I was thinking 500.
Really? There's a lot of words in that
description. I keep thinking like...
Go up.
I keep envisioning like I'm, you know, at Walmart. Where do they sell these? I don't know. Best yeah. Buy. and I'm envisioning them on something. Yeah. And there's a
$499.99. Yeah. I think it's like $1,500 is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
There's
a lot of words. $2,400 just because Hudson kind of gave me a hint to go up. So. But so I think it should be $500.
You want a little up? It's between like $1,800 to $2,000.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Why are people buying these things? Maybe I'm just poor. Maybe I'm just poor.
Get your money up, not your funny up.
I guess so. I guess so. I got to get my money up.
And they're OLED, so they're premium.
I don't even know what OLED
means.
Yeah,
I can tell you what that means.
That's just how I knew
LED
it was up
lights.
There.
Well, they've got like special lights that make them like super bright. So like this level of bright, but on a TV. Like
so you can ruin your eyes.
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're very pretty, so it's worth it. It's worth the trade. Average grocery shopping cart. So like
200. You
know, whoa, that was quick. I would say, I don't know. Like, because nobody's even really buying. Like, is this like a bulk price when you buy them all at once or just one shopping cart?
Just like a like your average shopping cart, like you go for the month to go shop for groceries.
Okay.
Why do you think groceries last a month? Do groceries last a month in your house?
Well,
I have two teenage boys.
Usually people buy like a bunch of groceries, like probably like $500 worth of groceries all at once, so it lasts a month.
Yeah, but then you can't get like fruit because it'll be old.
Just get fruit that doesn't get old.
Cool. What fruit doesn't get old?
None of it if you put it in the fridge, I don't know. Anyways,
that's just wrong.
Shopping cart price, I'm gonna say like $75.
$200.
$250 to $300.
Really?
It's definitely gotten a lot more expensive
over
the years.
Okay, but you gotta think like kids, like 3.5 kids per household or something like that. 2.5, something
no,
like that.
No, not the groceries, the grocery cart.
No!
Wait, you're talking about the groceries?
Groceries.
Yeah.
I would have said $200 then. I thought you said grocery cart, like as in like grocery cart, not the groceries in the cart. Like the grocery.
Not at all.
Oh my God! Okay, well,
where do you get shopping carts for $75?
I don't know. I just didn't think they'd be that expensive because there's not like a big demand for them.
Who's mass distributing shopping carts?
That is so true.
Metal companies.
Yeah, like where's no yeah, idea. But are you just okay? That just seems like because
where are
good.
All these grocery stores getting their carts from? Do they just come with the store?
Do you think they put the, you know, the plastic handle that has like branding on it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you think that they put that on after the cart has been shipped? Or do you think that like Walmart has a specialized shopping cart distribution center?
I have no idea.
They probably all have like one big one that manufactures them all for them.
Then there'd be a monopoly and like the whole world would crumble.
Because of shopping carts.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'm sure monopolies are bad if it's other products, but if it's a monopoly in shopping carts, I'm sure it's fine.
Hey, that's how it starts.
That's how it
then
starts.
Then they start making everything else. And okay. They're like, well, I go to them for my shopping carts, so might as well go to them for my shelves,
okay,
too.
But the average Joe isn't going to a specific place for shopping carts. That's
yeah,
only the
that's
companies.
That's how it starts businesses. Why is there
at that point, just steal them from Walmart.
What?
Just steal from Walmart at that point.
Mm.
I get to the source. Just
we gotta next time there. You go to the store, drop down and try to find the branding on that shopping cart.
Oh yeah. My gosh!
So next up, plane ticket from Indiana to China.
I'm gonna say like 2K.
2K. Yeah. So the same as a 65-inch OLED TV.
Stop. 5,000 then. 5K. I think it's 5,000.
I'm thinking 800.
Okay, so you're...
Girl from Spirit Airlines? Like, what? Like, what? Do they still exist? Is Spirit Airlines still a thing?
I don't know.
I think so. They're like one of the worst ones, though.
No, yeah.
So
you definitely don't want to eat. I'm locking in.
You're definitely closer. It was
what?
1,200.
Oh my God.
You gotta think, like, Indiana to Arizona, which I know that's in the country still, that's a little different, but like Indiana to Arizona is like $200, $300.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so I'm thinking country. Like
cross countries. Yeah. You probably double that and then go up a little bit.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then our final one, a new Xbox.
Yeah.
Something simple.
I'd say like $800.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's how much like the PS5 was.
I'm thinking going for $1,500.
Wow. Only $650.
Wow.
So I'm closer. Hey, I got one. I think I won one of the other
They haven't
ones.
Made a new console in like 6 years and they're still jacking the prices up of like the old ones
mm-hmm.
for some reason.
Yeah. I think this is the last one they've made as well. Yeah, this is the last one. They're not coming out with anymore.
Because I remember the whole, like, PlayStation 1 thing.
Yeah, people are saying, like, PlayStation won the console battle. It's not even that serious.
Yeah. No.
But it's like that. This is, like, they're just not making any more because they're so reliable and so great. I still have my Xbox One X, the white one, from when I was, like, 9 years old. And she's still kicking. She doesn't even have any signs of being bad or slow or needing a replacement.
Yeah, same. I don't. My store is perfectly fine. I'm not going to dish out $600 for one that's better,
yeah.
but it's also 5 years old. So.
Yeah, yeah.
But now the real question is, would you rather, if you had $2,000, would you rather buy a new Xbox and a plane ticket from Indiana to China or a 65-inch OLED Samsung TV?
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm going, I guess China's, I'll take the plane ticket and the Xbox.
And the Xbox?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go plane ticket and Xbox. I don't really need a TV.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's nice to have, but the fact that those are the same price, those two things, as the Samsung TV is insane.
We have a TV. Well, actually, we have two TVs, and both of which I don't think have turned on since we got the house. Well, okay, one was at the house when mm-hmm. we got there. The one we, like, brought, we don't have cable, so we just don't use it.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up this section of Arabian Rundown, but we will see you guys later.
Bye-bye.
Watch out, the stampede is coming through. Spice up your afternoons with the Arabian Stampede every Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Whether you're on your way home from work or school or just want to enjoy the tunes, this stampede is a show for you.
3 to 5 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday.
Tune in.
917 WEEM, we welcome you here to another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm your host, Sophia Bevan, and I am joined by
Hudson Kistler.
And ignore my little talking mistake, but today our segment is going to be of the weird, like, the theme is like weirdest animals. So we've had some drastic other segments where we're talking about the weirdest stories or the drastic prices. Now we're talking about cool, weird animals. So our first one is, I don't know how to exactly pronounce this, so if somebody's gonna, someone's probably gonna get mad at me. I think it's a Ukari. It's like U-A-K-A-R-I. Uakari or Akari. Yeah. I have no idea. They have very red faces. I'm going to look up a picture for Hudson to see because this is all prepped and Hudson doesn't know what these look like. They're little monkeys and they look very scary. They're kind of mad. Can you see that?
Yeah.
They're kind of, you know, they just look, there will be a graphic on the screen. I know you guys can't see it, but, they just look like mad little monkeys and they kind of look like they have some male baldness going on.
Can you turn the screen a little bit?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Goofy little, looking monkey.
Little angry guys. It says that the, males of them, they have like very red faces, like the healthier males do. And the females don't really have that much red on their faces. So, yeah, that's funny. I think they just look kind of like angry.
Yeah.
But they do look cute.
They're
hey,
balding.
Speaking of monkeys, have you seen Punch the Monkey?
What?
Punch the Monkey? Oh my gosh, there's like this zoo. I have no idea where the zoo is at. And what's the type of, I forgot what type of monkey they are, but he was like, there's this, he's a baby monkey. Like he's like 7 months old. And this adult monkey was like, you know, making mean monkey noises at him. And he like, was like
being mean and like aggressive with him.
Was he the one that was getting bullied and then they gave him like a stuffed monkey?
Yes, yeah, like he ran behind his stuffed little orangutan.
Yeah.
And he was, it's just so sweet, and he's just a little guy. Somebody told me that was AI. It's not, but I actually believed them for a second, and I was like, there's no way that was AI. And it genuinely made me upset. Anyways, the next one is hagfish. Hold on. I didn't mean to look at that. Let me get the hagfish up.
I already know this is going to look really gross.
Oh. That's gross. I was expecting a fish, not a worm-looking thing. I think we're actually talking about this in zoology right now. We're talking about chordates, and this is like the least chordate that there is.
Yeah, so I'm not taking zoology. That's...
Oh, there's worse things. Oh my gosh, that's gross.
I assume it's like a sea animal.
It is, definitely. It's marine.
I do not like sea animals. There's like three I can like that I like.
Yeah. And oh my gosh.
They're all like mammals, like sea lions and otters.
My teacher, Miss Moore, she was talking about they produce so much mucus that like if you were want to go you were going underwater to grab them, like you can't grab them. Like they'll just slip out of your hand. And like if you were like a animal trying to eat it, like you wouldn't even taste what the animal was, like the hagfish, because of how much mucus they produce.
That's so gross.
Like it's so gross. It says they don't have any jaws. They're like they have an eel like body. They're super slimy, like I said. And they have like they already are naturally super mucusy, but then they release like copious amounts of it whenever they're like as a defense mechanism. So that's disgusting.
Get him some medicine. He's got a severe flu, I feel like.
Yeah. All that snot. Okay, the next one, this is like a common one, but it's the blobfish.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like everybody's like, ew, blobfish. You see this photo of them on the screen right now. But, like, you know, naturally, they just look like weird-looking fish. Like, this is just what they look like naturally, like, in the water. I'll also put an image of it on the screen right now.
I will agree. They are gross. They are still really gross.
They are gross looking, but I feel like we're just taking them for granted by putting them in like their non-natural environment and go like, ew, you're ugly. But when they're in the water, they look somewhat normal.
They low-key look like Diary of a Wimpy Kid characters from like the books.
They do, kind of. They definitely do. They have huge ones. They look like Squidward.
They got like little dot eyes.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. My gosh. I just don't realize that you said that. It says they are the world's ugliest animal. That makes me feel bad. That's so sad.
That's why he's frowning.
Yeah. And it even says here, although that's perhaps a little unfair given that the name was derived thanks to its appearance outside of its natural habitat. This is what they look like on Earth. Like not on Earth, like on land, like in a terrestrial environment. They're supposed to be in water where they look more normal. Like I don't think they're pretty when they're on the water, but there's definitely uglier fish.
What do they look like in the water?
This guy. That's a blobfish.
It's not as bad.
Yeah, it's not nearly as bad. Anyways, yeah, that's just mean of them. The next one is a ghost shark.
That's gonna be horrifying.
Oh my gosh, it doesn't even look like a shark. That is horrifying.
I can barely even see that.
Yeah, sorry. Gosh, complaining. You see that better?
A little bit.
They're kind of horrifying, just a little bit.
Sharks in general, they look more scary,
They look more like fish. They just kind of look.
I mean, sharks are honestly just big fish.
Yeah, they're not actually sharks. It says, despite the name, ghost sharks are not even part of the shark family at all. They're just a species of fish and have a skeleton that's made of cartilage instead of bone, and they have a super low density of skeleton, so they're like. Since they go like so low that it won't crush under the pressure of the water. Yeah. So they look kind of scary, but like
false advertising. I'd assume.
Yeah, that's weird. There's so many animals like that. They're like a, what is it? Like a horseshoe crab, not a crab.
What is a horseshoe crab?
It's, I don't know. I just learned about this. My zoology teacher screaming at me.
Well, obviously you didn't.
Yeah. I forgot. It's an arthropod. Like crabs are, but it's in a different class of arthropod. It's like in its own class.
Are those ones where it's like just like the big shell and they got like the little legs under the shell and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, they kind of look like helmets. But apparently they're like very like important to us. Like we use their blood because we need it in like specific medicines that we can't replicate at
it's
all.
Like, I'm pretty sure it's like blue.
Yeah, it's blue.
It's like really rare and stuff.
Yeah.
So
there's also the Japanese spider crab, which is not a spider.
Okay.
Next one is the red-lipped battlefish. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah, I think I've seen this one.
Oh, not battlefish. No, it is battlefish. No, it's batfish. Sorry.
Oh.
Ew.
He's got lipstick.
They look like clowns. Image here. They kind of look like, oh, but they have their makeup all done. And so they're kind of cute in a way.
They're going out on a date.
Yeah. They have like, you kind of look like they have like little mustache hairs above it. Okay. Says the red-lipped battlefish waddles along the seafloor using modified fins as legs, looking like it's ready for a night on the town. Oh.
That's awesome. Good for them.
Yeah, like many other weird animals, this adaptation may be for males to attract a mate, although more research is needed. That's interesting that, like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get a girlfriend. Big lips.
Do you wonder?
Huge red lips.
They're going out on a date. Do you think it's a seafood restaurant?
No. Well, I guess it would have to be because they are. I mean, just not definitely probably not their species, right?
They're going to the Krabby Patty.
The Krabby Patty.
Yeah. The Krusty Krab, not the
Krusty Krab. The Krusty Krab. All right, our next one is called a Paku. Oh, they got like teethies. Yeah. Oh, they have like a full set of bottom teeth. Okay. It says it's a fish with human teeth. They're often mistaken for piranhas. They're weird animals. They're omnivores, eating both plants and meat. They have square, straight teeth like we do, but they only have a bottom row. And I guess it crushes nuts and fruits that drop from the Amazon rivers and stuff. That's where they're at.
Crazy underbite.
Yeah, that is crazy. Yeah, they are a little scary. Oh, they're kind of cute whenever their teeth aren't out, though. They're just kind of fat looking and they got tiny eyes. And the next one, I'm going to go crazy on this one because this is my favorite. I think this is probably my second favorite animal ever, which is a cuttlefish. You know what cuttlefish is?
Yeah, maybe.
Look at these guys. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're kind of like octopus looking.
Yeah, things. They're like a mix. They're like the perfect mix of an octopus and a squid. They can change their body and like the texture of how their body looks. Like they can look like super hard rock, like super hard rocks. And they can turn themselves to be like brown and gray and stuff, even though they're like super duper squishy. And obviously they camouflage texturally and colorally. And they're just really colorally, if that's even a word. They're super. Just look how cute they are. Just like look their little eyes. Oh my God.
I just don't like sea creatures, which is crazy because
most of these are.
Yeah, most of these are. Like that's just the pattern. Most of these are.
Yeah, most of the weird stuff are sea creatures.
Yeah, because frankly, we really don't know much about like the sea. There's probably a lot more.
There's definitely a lot of stuff that we haven't discovered.
I'm pretty sure we know more about like the more like space than we do about our ocean, which is kind of scary.
Yeah, probably.
So there are definitely pretty scary things down there.
Anyways, yes, cuttlefish are awesome.
Gross. Disgusting.
I think they're so cute.
0 out of 10. Would you're not rude. Recommend.
You're so rude. Oh, I pulled up the wrong thing. They're just little guys. Oh my God.
Are there going to be any cool ones? Like a sea?
That was actually the last one, and that was the coolest one, so.
Oh.
You're rude. Anyways, that's going to end this segment. I hope you enjoyed about us complaining and being scared of silly looking animals. And I think cuttlefish are cute and Hudson is wrong.
No, they're not.
Any final thoughts?
Land animals are way cooler because they don't look disturbing.
All right. We'll see you guys in the next episode.